views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, the dynamic duo. and to mention a little bit about the topic, what we were talking about earlier before, so many people allow themselves to be codependent on their partners when they know for a fact in their heart that their partner is not the one for them, and that it's like torture going home because their partner is there, or you're always walking around on eggshells because of how you feel about your partner, and it's like the two of you aren't on the same wavelength. And a lot of times, financially, it seems like whoever has the upper hand is usually the one who makes more money, unfortunately. And, it stinks because you're trying to create balance. And in a healthy relationship where there's balance, it's not about, okay, I spent $500 on this, now you got to spend $500 on that. Or, I clean this side of the house, now you got to clean that side of the house. No, there's a give and take. And, responsibilities need to be mixed up. And it's not, and it shouldn't always have to be, keeping score. It's about a give and take, whether it be if one partner is the one who does the work, then the other partner should be the one who takes care of the kids and clean the house or whatnot, or when the partner comes home to assist in taking care of the kids. And regardless, whether it be,
living one life.
Yeah. Living as one life. When you're playing tennis, you should be playing as a doubles and not as, two people, playing against each other. And, and my attitude is, if things are not right in your relationship, you should do one of two things. Either you work to make things better, like start dating each other, going out with friends or doing something special, or you separate. But the chemistry, I just spoke with somebody yesterday, last night. If the chemistry is not there, all right, even though they're the nicest person in the world, if when you're with your partner in an intimate situation, whether you're making love, whether you're kissing, or whether you're hanging out, holding hands, or whatever, if that chemistry isn't there in that way, it is very, very difficult to stay in a relationship like that. And a lot of people, yeah, but they're so nice, and I feel bad. And, and it's, oh my God, it's emotional torture for anyone who's trying to stay in a relationship where they're not honoring themselves or being honest with their partner. You gotta make changes.
Well, how could you feel bad for somebody that's torturing your life on a daily basis? I'm not as good as you, I tell you. If you have those,
About having different outlets in life.
Yeah.
So if you're having a difficult time with your partner, and suppose you are stuck because of whether it be financial, whether it be because of kids, whether it be whatever, then it's very important to have other outlets in life where you're not staying home and you're out, going to the movies, going to the beach, going to spiritual stuff, going to the movie, going to the mall, going to whatever floats your boat.
But not as a couple, right?
It doesn't have to be as a couple, no.
Okay.
No, because, it's nice poetically when you hear in songs, you're my first, you're my last, you're my everything, and, yada, yada, yada. I mean, it's nice to hear stuff like that poetically or in cards. But realistically, if you put all your energy and all your love and all your everything into one person, let me tell you something, you're going to end up, on the most part, once in a great blue moon, one in a billion, it might work for a couple. But on the most part, it's very important that you put your energy into other friends to help balance you out, because you have different interests.
Right.
And just because your partner is your partner doesn't mean you have to do everything together. All right?
That's not give and take. And a relationship is give and take.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, they might, you know, your partner might like sports where you don't care about it, where you like more spiritual stuff, where your partner doesn't care about it,
yeah.
You know, or whatever it is. You like to go shopping where they don't. Then there are things where, you know, you like to go to similar restaurants or you like the similar music or whatever. But like I said, there are certain things that you can do with your partner, you know, as a couple. But what happens is that a lot of people fall into a trap where they fall into this parent trap, whereas they get lost into being just mommy and daddy or just grandma and grandpa, and they're not doing enough for their personal life. And I really feel sorry for everybody who has a guilty conscience about, I feel bad about doing things for myself because everybody else needs me or wants me, or who else is going to take care of the kids or the grandkids or whatever. Or, you know, and it's like, you want to know something? While you're so busy taking care of everybody else, you owe it to yourself to go out and have a good time with no guilty conscience.
I believe that 100%.
You know, and let me tell you something. I have no guilty conscience about going out and having a good time.
And neither do I. And I have a lot of responsibility, too.
Yeah, we all have. Yeah, we have responsibilities.
But I feel that if I can't be the best I am for me, then I can't be the best I am for anybody else around me.
Yeah, you have to take care of yourself to take care of others. Otherwise, you're going to always be depleted.
Yes.
And even making the simplest moves for somebody, it's like pulling teeth because you have no energy left in you because you did not give that to yourself. And you're looking at it, well, nobody else gives it to me, and I give to everybody else, and everyone's selfish, and I'm giving to everybody else.
Right.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're not getting reciprocated from certain people who you are helping out or you're not being appreciated, then stop doing it and let them, you know, do their own thing. And put the energy into your friends or your other family members or even yourself, of the people who appreciate you for who you are, you know. But to keep on going and going and doing for people who don't appreciate you or you have nothing in common with or very little in common with, or you're always arguing or you're always bickering, and it's always got to be on their side. It's draining.
It's draining.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It sucks. It really sucks.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's very important for you to take care of yourself, and it's totally healthy for you to be on your own rather than being in a relationship if you're not happy in relationship. And if that means to downsize, if that means to let go of certain materialistic things or conveniences and stuff, then so be it. Then that's what you do. But to come home where it's like, oh, I got to come home to them. I hate the sound of their voice. I hate looking at it. I hate the way they eat food. I hate the way they count money. I hate when they breathe. Every time I see them breathe, it nauseates me. Why don't you just stop breathing? We'll all be happier. Get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
You're annoying the hell out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we have... let's see. We got Nicole from Chicago. How you doing, Nicole?
Hi, Nicole. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right off the bat, and I don't know why I'm going to say this, and I hope this makes sense to you, but as soon as I heard your name, I saw elephants around you. I don't know why. I saw elephants and giraffes. Is there something about elephants and giraffes in your life?
Nicole? Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody in there?
Are you home, baby?
Hello?
Hi. Is there a Nicole?
This is Nicole. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now you can.
All right. Now Sky's going to repeat. Did you hear what Sky had to say to you?
About the elephants and giraffes?
Yeah.
Yes. Right out of left field.
What's the connection?
Yeah,
with that?
What is that?
I don't know exactly, but at the time when I initially called in, I was playing with my son on a safari thing that has an elephant that he was chewing on, maybe.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is.
Right,
she's just picking
that's
up on it. That's all. It's nothing spiritual.
It was probably a very happy time, a very happy moment in your day. Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, every day, every minute was a good one.
Yep. But I think that when you looked at him, when he was doing that with this elephant or giraffe or whatever it was, in a deeper level, you were so fulfilled that it came out to me in a spiritual way.
This is what I get. I feel like when I see the giraffe around you, you stick your neck out for everybody.
You know what? I have to duct tape him up today.
As far as the elephant, the trunk, you're dying to go away.
Yes, I can't.
Pack your trunks. Stop sticking your neck out for everybody.
No, but you know what?
Enjoy.
Believe it or not, what I just told her was more spiritual than you know.
You're right.
Because the connection with your child is so beyond what you think it is. And just seeing him play with a giraffe or that elephant, whatever it was, really got to your soul level, you know? And you might not have even thought it was so much of a very big deal at the moment, but it got to your soul level, and that's how I was able to pick that up, through the soul level. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Nicole, what is it that you would like to have us share with you or tell you, or what do you want to add? Talk to us, darling.
Well, just on the whole topic of, like, being alone or being in, like, a whatever relationship. So I'm in a relationship with my son's father. So I'm sorry. I'm, like, a little nervous for some reason. But so
wait, just because there's lots and lots and lots of people hearing you and you feel bad about how you feel?
Don't
be. Maybe.
Is that why you're nervous?
Or is it because you're with the dynamic duo?
No, go ahead.
Sabbatical.
What is it? Right. What is it that... No, so talk to us. Seriously. What is it that you would like to... I know. I'm glad that you could appreciate the topic because it's an extremely popular topic.
And it's an important one.
Right.
And a lot of us could relate to it. So what is it that is on your mind or what do you want to share?
I guess seeing my then friend, and then, ooh, baby, surprise, right? So things are good, and I, you know, moved into his house, and I left my job that I was at for 8 years almost to stay home with my son, and I love it, and everything's great. And the only thing that's
I see
like,
a butt. I'm hearing a butt.
You gave up an awful lot, my love.
Yeah. So the butt is I was kind of a butthead, and I snooped a little, and I saw communications that I didn't appreciate, not so much anything like racy or whatever, just like instead of being like, hey friend, how are you, it would be like, you're my favorite friend to like other females up until and after our son was born. And so I like in a roundabout way called him out on it. And he was like, oh, it's just, you know, there's no feelings behind it. Like, they're just my friends. Like, I'm with you. And I've expressed to him that, like, I was enjoying getting to know him up until, you know, our son was even something to think about. And he, like, says, oh, yeah, like, I'm in it for you. And, like, I want you and our son here. But, like, I just don't appreciate kind of how I feel, like, disrespected that he doesn't see, like, he thinks I'm being a nag when I say, like, why are you talking to these females in this manner? So I guess the question is, like, do I have reasons to be, like, because I don't have any family here. I have very few friends here. And, like, I just don't
so
know.
You're more sensitive than normal also because you feel very alone. And I understand how
you feel very isolated. So no matter what he says, you're going to attack it because you don't feel comfortable. You're not comfortable in a relationship where you're home all day with the baby and you adore the baby, but you have no adults.
All right, listen, I want you to hang on. I didn't realize we were so far past the break time. So stay tuned. All right, we're not going to let you go, but stay tuned. We're going to be, Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Ants. to Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintoit.com for more information.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And right now, we are still with Nicole. Nicole, are you still there?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Okay, Sky just wanted to, you know, wrap up and just give you a little insight.
I just wanted to tell you one short thing. Sit him down, tell him exactly the way you feel, explain everything in detail. And explain to him that you have to have your needs met as well. And if it bothered you what he did, explain that to him so that he could know not to do that again. Because you are an integral part of this relationship. You are the baby's mother. You are his woman. You are the caretaker. And you have no one to communicate to but him.
And just let him, you know, just let him know, like, look, I'm not attacking you. I just want you to know how I feel. If you say that, that might help diffuse. Now, if he is still not willing to take your feelings into consideration and he's still defensive, well, then you want to know something, you have to reevaluate what you got.
Yeah, and make sure that you get your point across. Because when you don't get your point across and you're hem and haw and you forget to say the most important words, then all you've said is for naught. And you're thinking that you got your point across. So make him repeat it. Because, you know, men and women have such a different way of looking at things. It could be so so simple on his end. And on your end, it could be so...
disrespectful.
Really, really.
You know, there's a difference between when you're with some... See, if you're with your partner and you're in public, all right, and you just, you know, tilt your head or look a different way, and you're noticing somebody, there's a difference between noticing somebody and gawking at somebody. Gawking is 100% disrespectful, and it's definitely not acceptable under any circumstances. you know, but, you know, of course, when you're with your friends and nobody's around and, you know, you could look and gawk or whatever you want because nobody's around. It's just a part of the personality. But if he's not being respectful, and who knows, maybe you're also being a little too sensitive. I'm not saying that you are under these circumstances, but sometimes the way you feel makes you feel very sensitive because, you know, of your circumstances. So, you know, again, the most important thing is open communication.
Okay. Well, like, so I'm sorry. I don't know if, like, you're trying to, like, turn the music on me to, like, cut me off, but I'm just one thing about sitting him down. So I talked to him, and I sat him down, and I told him, I asked to look at his phone like an idiot because people don't like that. But, like, so what I saw was there was, like, text or whatever with a handful of females that he, like, either dated or admitted to at one point having feelings to. And so I told him, like, it bugs me, and, like, I think that it's disrespectful to, like, me and our relationship in the family that we're, like, having kind of now. And he was just like, well, there was no meaning behind it. So then I was like, well, why do you have to say it then? Or, like, why do you have to keep these people in your life even if there's no feeling behind it? Like,
you want to know something? I'm going to tell you something, and I feel very sincere. Then we have to wrap up on this. I have to go to the next caller. You know, I have a lot of female friends, you know, especially doing what I do. And my wife knows the people who I really keep in close cahoots with, you know, and she's fine with the fact that I have a lot of female friends. So long as she knows them, so long as there's no secrets, so long as they know who you are in his life, so long as you, you know, so long, enough that you have to hang curtains with them, but so long as everybody knows who you are and what the position is, but it's when you start to sneak around, that's when things are not cool. And that's when you have to read that. Now, if he's still justifying it and not respecting you or altering his ways and his actions, then you need to rethink everything that you got with him.
Doesn't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
Let me tell you, the first time I met Artie, the second time I met Artie is with Charity. And that was very respectful to his wife and to myself. And he met my family, and I met his family, and that was the proper way to do it. So if you're not getting that, I would definitely rethink what's going on, like Artie said.
Yeah, so if he's being defensive upon your feelings, then you want to know something, he's giving you the answer of where this relationship is going.
Yep.
And unfortunately, we got to get going now, okay, hon?
Good luck with everything.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. All right, we have Janice from New Jersey. Hey, Janice, how you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, Artie and Sky.
Hi.
Hi. I have two questions, and they're both financial things. So do you want me to say them together or separately?
All right, buy and sell.
Okay. All right, the first one is I'm in the process of leasing a new car. I'm leasing now, and so now my lease is up. And I'm in the process of negotiating. So I cannot pay more than what I'm already paying a month. Is that going to work out? Am I going to be able to stay with that? Because I have very little to put down before I had a lot more. And so that's what I'm trying to work out. Do you think that's going to work in my favor?
You want to know something? Everybody wants to, the car dealers, if you're going to ever make the best deal with a car dealer, you want to go to the last day of the month. Because they have to make their numbers or whatever it is, you know. So
okay,
if you're going to, and you can't ever act overly excited when you're going to buy a car or lease a car. So
right. The
happier you are about the car, the higher the price.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that.
Well,
and they know
I've been
that
only,
because they know
I've
you want it really bad. You have to be able to walk away from a deal, even though you really want the car really bad.
Let them call you back.
I do understand that now.
Now the car that you're looking at is the same car that you're giving up the lease on and getting a new
mm-hmm.
lease?
Just a new one. Yes.
Just a new one.
Just a new one.
Have you considered going down a notch?
I don't think there is one that's lower than this one for the kinds of car it is.
I think that you're going to be able to handle it, but I feel as though, from your heart to mine, I feel as though you're not sure about the future. And I feel as though you want to be a little bit more comfortable financially, not that you can't afford it right now, but you feel as though you don't know what's coming up next.
I will tell
that's
you this.
That's exactly true with my second part.
What was
that? Right?
That's exactly true for the second part, because I seem to always, I have a lot of money, and then suddenly I have very little money. And I go through this up and down all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, I will tell you this.
That's the way
I am
now.
Bring a guy with you when you go to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Well,
it's just a psychological thing
with
car dealers. Just bring a guy with you for leverage or to have a second voice or somebody who has a little stronger personality, not a passive personality. Right now, we have to wrap up and go to a commercial break. All right, hon?
Okay.
All right, but I'm telling you, you're going to end up eventually down the road, you're going to end up with a Thunderbird.
Oh, baby. I think it'll be okay with the car you're choosing, though.
Oh, okay. But what about the other finances for the rest, you know, that was the other
right
part?
Now, we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
All right, everybody. If you want a private reading from myself, just call 877-ANGEL-02. That's Artie Hoffman. Or go to ArtieHoffman.com. You get to see what the face is behind the voice. And for you, Sky?
And for me, it's 908-500-1474. And I would love to hear from all of you.
So stay tuned, because Sky and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back, baby.
We're taking a sabbatical.
That's right.
Into the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Your lipstick stains on the first time I heard this song, Drops of Jupiter, I was like in my high glory when I heard that. And that's like, I love hearing eccentric songs, you know, songs that are just deep, that are like, they just put you in a different, like Day in the Life.
Yeah.
You know, when I listen from the Beatles, Day in the Life, there's something about the way they sing that song. It just puts me in a different place. It's very spiritual.
They wrote so many of their songs in such a spiritual manner. They were very spiritual. They lived with the gurus and everything for so long.
Yeah, and they always wrote, the Beatles always, a lot of times wrote songs that were past their time.
Oh, absolutely.
And everybody else had to catch up to them. And when I listen to their songs, I really am. I'm just mesmerized by the talent, by their voices, the creativity, you know, the sound effects. It's just unmatchable. In my opinion, I feel the Beatles are just unmatchable. They're just amazing. You know what? And it's like there's a lot of singers, no matter what song they sing, they sound exactly the same. One song sounds exact to me, and I'll tell you, and they're a great group, but Chicago, all their songs to me sound exactly the same.
Right, because they have that particular style, and they don't deviate from the style.
Yeah, and the same thing with Michael Bolton, another powerful singer, great voice, but the way he sings all his songs, you know, he always sings with a cry in his voice, and that's his style.
Right.
You know, great. But the Beatles, you can't match it because they got such variety. I will forever be a Beatles fan until...
That's what makes them great, because they were not afraid to venture out into variety.
You know, when I die and I meet John Lennon in person, I'm going to say, can I have your autograph?
I know.
I said, John, give me a hug. Come on, give me a hug. I love you.
You know something? That's one of the most important Beatles of that whole group, and that's the only one I really want to sit down and talk to.
Yeah, if there was one person in the entire universe, John Lennon. John Lennon was...
I cried like a baby when that man was shot.
Yeah.
Like I knew him personally on a personal level.
Yeah, like him and people like John F. Kennedy, people took it very personal and obviously, well, he was the president, but still, people were just floored, shocked, blown away. But, you know, great, great people in our life, awesome people in our life.
So senseless.
Really, really. But, all right, right now... we have another person online. Hopefully she's still online. From Pennsylvania, Sonia. Sonia, are you there, honey?
Hello.
Hey, sweetheart. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Hi,
baby?
How are you doing, Artie? Thank you guys for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It gives us pleasure to give you pleasure.
And a pleasure to be there.
What's going on? Why is Christmas time so special? Is this when somebody passed or somebody's birthday?
Is there an anniversary
of something special?
No, Christmas time, remember good childhood memories. That's what it is.
Okay, you want to know something? So, you're going to hear about somebody hitting a plateau in their life this Christmas time. Someone, I don't know if it's an engagement or someone's getting married, someone's having a baby, but there's going to be, or you're going to hear about somebody being pregnant, but there's going to be a major plateau this year during Christmas time, right around that time. And I just see you like very, very excited because you're very dear to these people.
Is it like a family or friends?
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a friend.
That's like family.
Oh, okay.
That's like family. Yeah, it's somebody just very close to you. Give us a call early January and let me know what the situation is. And you're going to say, Artie, remember you told me? And I'm going to say, no, I don't, because I don't remember Jack
Crap. I'll remember.
Yeah, I don't remember Jack Crap.
So tell us what's on
it's
your mind.
It's kind of weird because I was talking to a colleague today, and I was just, you know, passing on an information about a job referral because I know he's looking for work. And he told me, oh, it's been crazy, you know, with my present work and everything. And by the way, I don't know if I told you, but my wife is pregnant. And she's going to have a boy, and I think it's going to be like around December when she's going to give birth.
Oh, okay.
My God,
so that's what that is, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. What do you mean, yeah? You just told us. You just confirmed it.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, you just said that.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
Mazel tov to you again.
What is it that we can help you with?
I've been kind of like, because I got your email and I saw that you were going to be in the show and I saw the topic and I'm like, let me call in because I was in a relationship with a female. It's kind of weird. There's nothing else there. Okay. I just, in my heart, I want this person to leave, because there's nothing else there. You know, there's no relationship. It's a done deal then, put it that way.
So right now you're in a relationship with a male?
It's a female.
Oh, okay, okay. So, in other words, are you pregnant or is she?
Huh?
Who is pregnant?
Yeah.
No, I'm not pregnant.
No, Sky was asking which one. That was another friend, not a partner?
No, this is the part. Well, yeah, but we're sleeping in separate rooms. And there's nothing there. That's what I'm saying.
She is still pregnant, and you two are still a couple. So she became pregnant.
No. She's not the one that's pregnant. It's a friend of mine, a guy. His wife is pregnant, not her.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, put it this way: when you're in a relationship, okay. The bottom line is it makes no difference what the physical circumstances are, whether it be money, whether it be kids, whether it be whatever it is, you know, you're living. If you don't have chemistry with the person, if you're not feeling it in your gut in that way, then you want to know something, you're wasting your time if you're not working on, you know, moving on to the next aspect of your life.
No, I want to. That's why I'm asking you what you guys are picking up as far as her leaving, because let me tell you something. We had an episode of something that happened. She literally kicked my sister out. My sister was staying with me to get back on her feet, and I said, okay, you know, because I was in Pennsylvania. I'm like, okay, you know, she can come. The house is in my name, and the deed is in my name. But she took it upon herself to kick my sister out. She literally threw her food on the floor, the plate was on the table, insulted her, you name what. The next day I had to get my sister out of the house because I was scared that something was going to happen.
Now why didn't you throw her out and keep your sister in?
Right.
I mean, she got aggressive. It was a tough situation. And, you know.
Listen, but I'm still asking you the same question. Just answer. Why didn't you throw her out?
Because I guess that was because of fear. That's what it is, Artie, right? And at the time, my sister wasn't really, she had her son in Florida. I had some family there. I was hoping that she was going to be able to come back. Even my other sister came to pledge with her and say, you know what, could she just stay here for a bit? Oh, no, she can't stay here and this and that and whatnot.
Can I interrupt you for a moment? Did your partner have any valid reason to be able to do what she did in your eyes?
No,
I know it's your sister, and you don't want to see your sister on the street. But in her point, did she have a valid reason or a point to just do what she did? Or did she do it because she just didn't want to see her face there anymore?
No, I mean, she worked from home, and then my sister just told me, you know, there were some people there, and this went on. I guess my sister told me a few things, and I'm always telling her about security. And she just felt that my sister was getting involved and everything. I mean, she's like for petty stuff then. And things are building up because I was spending time with my sister.
She did have valid points. Am I right?
Was your sister being
disrespectful? There was no valid point for that, you know? Huh?
Was your sister being disrespectful to her or anybody?
No, she was just avoiding her. I mean, she was staying in the house, but she was avoiding her. But this woman getting my kiss, everything. Oh, your sister went outside. Oh, well, she was smoking. Oh, well, she did this. Oh, she didn't put the chair in. She didn't put the chair inside the table. Oh, well, she does that from petty stuff. You know what I'm saying? Every day I will come home and I will have to hear complaints.
Yeah. Well, she obviously doesn't want her there.
She obviously is very protective of her space.
She never wanted her there. She never wanted her there.
You want to know something? That would make me feel very uncomfortable. Let me tell you something. I have, you know, I have two apartments, one with my wife and stepchild, and another one for my business, you know, because I do readings out of there, and I used to live there. But, you know, rather than give up my whole place where I do readings and do my where I do my business, I decided to take on a roommate. Now, it just so happens I have a really cool roommate, and you know, and he just said to me, he says, Artie, he says, do you mind? He says, I'm going to be having a couple friends over, sleep over for a little bit. No, I don't sleep there because, you know, I'm there. I just do reach. I sleep, you know, where my wife is at.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said, no problem, you know. And the thing is like, you know, and my whole attitude, so long as they're not disrespecting or trashing my place or whatever, I said, I'm cool with it, mm-hmm. you know, and she's just being, if somebody's being ultra nitpicking about every little thing, you know, I don't know. That's kind of like a problem. I mean, it's kind of like a problem. I don't know. I don't feel right about it.
And I'll tell you this. If she's nitpicking about something that's so small, like your sister being in your space, and it's not only her space, it's your space too. What's going to be the next problem that arises that she's going to go off the wall with? You know, this is a time in your life
there's
right
not going to be a next problem.
You have to make a choice.
I mean, no, I want her to leave. That's what it is. You know, I want her to leave, and I've helped her. We've been together for 10 years, but there hasn't been anything much there for the past 2 years.
Try to set things up behind the scenes before you actually tell her to go out. Try to let her know that you're going to assist her, but just say, you know, you're not comfortable anymore. But right now we have to go to a commercial break. I'm sorry, sweetheart. But we wish you the best of luck.
Absolutely. Go with your gut feeling.
All right, everybody.
Okay,
if you want a personal private reading from Sky,
908-500-1474.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you're with Sky and Artie, the dynamic duo. And we are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Right now we have another wonderful caller all the way from Minneapolis. Hey, Julie, how are you, hon?
Doing great, thank you.
I love Minneapolis. So clean. It's so clean.
The only thing that I know about Minnesota is the mall. And there's snow.
Our big mall. I live 10 miles away from that mall.
Oh, really?
That is
oh, my God.
The most exclusive mall I've ever seen. It's like a universe.
The energy in there is like through the roof.
Oh, luck. And I'll tell you something. It's such a clean place to live. If you ever came to Jersey, you'd probably have to wear a hazmat suit.
No. Most of New Jersey is actually very, very beautiful.
It is.
It really is. Unfortunately, most people know New Jersey as Newark, Elizabeth,
right.
Up the Turnpike.
Right.
But, you know, you go out, I mean, in this town where we're at right now, it's drop-dead gorgeous. You're in horse farm country.
Yes.
You go down south. You got the South Jersey beaches. I mean, there's just so many beautiful places of New Jersey.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of New Jersey. NJ, baby. So, Julie, enough about New Jersey. what is it that we could do you for?
Well, I'm new to the show, and I love it, listening today. And I was wondering if I can get help with direction, what the spirits have for me. I have some numerous health problems, and I'm a caregiver for many people. And I just don't know if I can keep all this up.
What's with your digestive tract and your esophagus?
Also, there's issues with your appendix that you need to get taken care of. It's either your gallbladder or your appendix. You need to get that checked out.
Okay. I don't know about either. I have thyroid issues and now diabetes.
Okay. I was going to say blood. Diabetes is very manageable.
Has to do with diet.
Yeah. Can you say 100% that you have been sticking to your diet?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, that's one of the causes. I feel as though you're going to have a little bit of digestion issues. And now that I know that you're a diabetic, it's not so far-fetched because your way of digesting foods are a little different, okay?
Mm.
So it's a little bit slower process. I do feel a little stomach issues in the near future. And I feel as though they can be corrected very, very easily. The thyroid will probably have to come out. Did they find a nodule?
No.
Tell them to check for a nodule.
Okay.
Listen, what I'm picking up on is that you're in a catch-22 situation because you go to food for your emotional comfort, for all what you do for everybody else, and that helps keep you emotionally, you know, stabilized or to feed your soul. But what's happening is that I feel like you're having too many sweets because as I'm listening to your voice and as I'm listening to Sky speak, I'm seeing Oreo cookies. Not that it's necessarily Oreo cookies, which is happens to be one of my favorites, but
I'm seeing potatoes.
But I'm just letting you know that it's the sweets that's really doing a number on you.
Yeah.
And I know it's your emotional comfort. So it's almost like what a cigarette is to a lot of people. It's their emotional friend, but at the same token, it's killing them inside.
Right.
Right.
So that's your catch-22 situation.
I'm going to tell you something else. The thyroid is making you put on weight, right?
I haven't been able to get it off since I had my daughter 20-some years ago, yeah.
Okay, that's also contributing to your health problems. It's also contributing to your psychological problems because you feel as though you're stuck. You can't lose. You can't lose the weight. You feel very depressed about it. You feel like you're boxed into a corner. You don't have to be. Take an extensive thyroid testing. You want with the dye and everything. Let them give you a direct diagnosis. And then first fix that, okay? Try and keep away from the sweets, like Artie said, for your diabetes. Go to an endocrinologist and have him do a complete workup and an A1C on you. I would write this down, an A1C, so that you know how your blood sugar has been acting for the last 3 months. If it's higher than a 5, you better do something about the food issue.
Well, what you really need more than anything else is
a sabbatical.
I wish I could, but I'm taking care of a lot of parents.
Now, I know there's a lot of people who depend on you.
Yes.
You know, and it is difficult. But seriously, you have to really, really take care of yourself. And while I'm speaking to you, I'm seeing bananas. So it's very important that you take care of yourself. And the first thing more than anything else other than making the doctor's appointment is definitely eating a lot more healthier foods. And if you need fun snacks to nibble on, you know, going to the carrots, going to strawberries, going to the apples, the bananas, you got to find other healthy outlets because you're going to end up killing yourself while you're trying to help everyone else. And unfortunately, our show is winding up now.
It's been so nice speaking with you. And we'll say some prayers for you.
Thank you.
But you know what? Everything you do have, don't get into a psychological rage about it because everything you have is very controllable. And you can get yourself out of this. Don't bury yourself. Okay?
Okay.
You just need to manage your time also because you have a hard time saying no to people.
Yeah.
And so you're too accessible to everybody.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine.
All right, sweetheart. Well, listen, you take care and enjoy your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And God bless you.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, take care.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, this was a fun show, Sky.
This is
our
wonderful.
First two-hour show.
I love it.
Yeah, it makes life much easier for us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
we
big difference.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool.
Yeah,
after this, we're going to take a sabbatical.
I'm going to take a sabbatical.
Yes, take three Hail Marys afterwards.
Take a sabbatical. It's almost like cleansing your system.
All right, I call upon all my loving guardian angels.
Absolutely.
I call upon all my loving guardian angels. Thank you very much for all your beautiful blessings.
Yeah.
I thank you, and I bless everybody who's listening. May God bless everyone who's listening with love, prosperity, happiness, and good health. And may God and your angels bless you with everything that you ask for. May your lives and your family be blessed with everything that you ask for. Don't be afraid to ask. Sky, your number if somebody wants her.
908-500-1474. And don't forget to say thank you to the Queen of Angels because she's very important.
And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. And until next week, every Thursday between 5 and 7, you got the dynamic duo of Sky and Artie. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, Artie, let's have a sabbatical.
Sounds great.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show. To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. We'll be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey? Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.